Peter Kukumur is Head of Personal Investments at Coronation Fund Managers. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, John. How are you?
I am in fine fettle. And yourself?
Yeah, also not bad. I'm very sad that we have a whole lot of new viral related information to digest.
Yeah, it is. It was a bleak weekend when we heard the news, and then those cancellations started coming in. It really was bleak. And you think of all the people who were just getting back some sense of an economic future for themselves and their small businesses or their medium-sized businesses. And for many of them, they go, I'm not sure I can hold on any longer. Anyway, Peter, it's that time of year where, the people who look far ahead bought their Christmas presents in June and July on the winter sales, but others are going, oh, what do I get Auntie Jane? What do I get Mario? What do I get Elliot? And are there any rules, sound investment rules which apply to festive gift buying?
I think it's, the first comment I'll make is that I find it fascinating that there is such a taboo against giving just good old cash as a gift. It has the great benefit of being perfectly fungible and being able to be used as the recipient sees fit. But somehow it seems to be viewed as being unthoughtful and maybe not caring, and sort of people seem to shy away from that. But it's quite ironic to me, and that there's that negativity. I think the best sort of gift you can give anybody is to add to the long-term comfort through making sure they have an investment account. And that's especially true for kids. I think it's the greatest gift you can give is the benefits of long-term investing.
I think most people, if they open their Christmas envelope, and if it's an envelope, you get handed rather than a small box in which you hope there is some expensive jewelry or a fantastic watch, or a larger box in which you hope there is some piece of electronic equipment that you've been sending signals you want in your life. And you get an envelope, you go, ooh, voucher for a spa treatment. And then you open it and it's a unit trust certificate. And do you think most people would go, oh, rather than what they should be going, which is thank you very, very much. This is wonderful.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that I think is all part of ideally the sort of cultural change that you would like to see over time, is that people would be quite excited about receiving freedom rather than something that may be forgotten by the end of the summer holiday.
Are there any investment exciting objects that one can give rather than a unit trust certificate or some kind of savings bit of paper? Something which the investment community looks at as being something which mostly accrues in value. So give it and it hold it for 10 years. And then at the end of those 10 years, you can sell it for three times what the buyer paid for it before giving it to you as a gift.
So, look, in terms of tangible objects, you are in the territory of collectibles, which is rather complicated. I think they are in the realm of it's a lot like being an art owner. Something that you really like and have meaning for you could be useful, and then maybe in the long term it accretes in value too. But that is that's a lot more complicated than standard financial assets.
And perhaps, and this is a very difficult, if somebody is of this mind that I'm going to demonstrate how much I care about you by the amount of money I spend on your gift, that's a mindset we need to change as well. We need to choose a gift the value of which is not monetary, the value of which is in the process of thinking and the accompanying note. And the recipient of that gift goes, wow, this person, you know, you don't think that the person maybe only spent 100 rand on the gift, but there's something deeply thoughtful about the gift and the words that accompany the gift that make you forget about whatever it might have cost. That's a mindset to get into as well.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think that sometimes is a lot harder than just picking a nicer bar of soap.
I get very cross, Peter, if I go through Christmas without having got soap on a rope.
at least ties have gone out of fashion, John.
There we go. Yeah, good advice in there. Thank you very much to Peter Kukumur, Head of Personal Investments at Coronation Fund Managers.